Welcome to Already Cancelled, Key and Yaz of Nisha. Guys, we are on track to be the biggest podcast in the country.
We are the biggest.
We are on track for it. We're going to do it. All we need you to do is continue liking, sharing, and subscribing across all our channels, including YouTube as well, where we do film this podcast from Hills Podcast Studio. How are you all feeling?
Feeling good.
I'm feeling great. I don't know why.
Because you have coffee.
I think that's why.
It could be the coffee. I'm feeling okay. I feel like since Nishi's last video, the Nishi special, which we went on live, by the way, on Instagram, Yaz, to complain about it.
Yeah. I don't know why you guys did that.
That was a bit rude, but we'll get into that in a second. Well, you and I both got roasted big time from that video.
Yeah.
Even to the point where I got DMs.
Your DMs?
I got DMs, people roasting me in DMs.
Because of the Nishi special?
Yes. And I'll explain to you guys in a sec. We're going to cover another story, Nishi, about a mum sneaking into a school.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll tell you the reason why for her kid. And Yaz, you've got a little celeb story.
I do. It's an awkward one. And it involves my half-naked father. Yeah, it's bad. This is a...
What?
This was really awkward.
Okay.
No.
We're going to get to all that very soon up next here on Already Cancelled.
Already Cancelled. Already Cancelled. Already
Cancelled. Let's just stop for a second.
What?
There's like a mosquito or a fly or something. And it keeps flying at our ring lights and it's going in the camera. Where is it? I don't like killing insects. Where is it?
That's gone.
I reckon we just let him join in.
Yeah, but the problem is he's in front of my camera. So you're going to just see like a...
All right. Like if you can see the mosquito or hear it.
All right.
Well, let's get straight to it because the biggest thing that we've noticed since your joke video went up, Nishi, mind you, a little bit self-centered.
We had a Kian special, like literally I think you
did the Kian special because of how well
you know.
The Nishi
I literally had
went.
This conversation with you guys. I came in and I was like, "Hey guys, I'm doing a Nishi special because, to be honest, my jokes were the best that day." And then we'll cut a Kiana special and we'll cut a Yaz special.
You can't say your jokes were the best that they were the most usable.
Yes.
It's a very big difference.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean by the best. They were the best to use
for
the page because the other jokes would definitely get you canceled. Well, but
that's the point, right? We're already done. It's already been done.
Okay, then I can cut them up for you.
No, don't. After we first run it by us.
Maybe we can do, okay, so you've done like a Nishi special.
Yes.
Kian special. Can we do like a racial special or a racist special?
What do you mean?
Like a racist special and all the jokes are completely racist, extremely racist.
I don't think so.
No?
No. Bad idea and also not
morbid
tasteful.
Special. A morbid special one. So it's like just really funny dark jokes.
Yeah, funny dark jokes are great. I love dark humor, but there's dark humor and then there's...
There's Ricky Gervais humor.
Yeah.
So there's dark humor then that there's only Ricky Gervais, or someone like Ricky Gervais can touch.
Why can't we do it though?
Because
Ricky have the license to do it and we don't?
Because some people deliver it a certain way that is just done really well and someone who is a comedic genius like Ricky Gervais can pull it off.
I reckon I could pull it off.
Well, how about this? Yaz, you want to do a comedy special? We'll do a 5 minute, a 2 minute comedy special end of this week.
And can we put a disclaimer at the front just for all those little woke pussies out there?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm down.
I'm writing it in the planner right
Everyone
now.
Everyone watch your backs. Yaz, every nationality watch your back.
Comedy special on the podcast happening on Friday. How about
every
that?
Disability watch your back. What else is there that we can make fun of?
We'll leave it for that.
No, because say we.
It's just
say you.
It's the Yaz comedy
it's
special.
It's not a Nishi special. It's not a Nishi comedy. I'm detaching myself from this.
So Yaz comedy special coming this Friday. Done. Deal. It's locked in.
Now I'm worried. Okay. Oh, shit.
Think about your future. Think about your life.
I do have a lot of deals on the table at the moment.
Think about your prospects. That's all I'm going to say.
What about women jokes? Do they go down well?
Well, yes, there's only one way to find out, and it's up to you.
But here's the thing. The Nishi special. Well done, Nishi. It went really well. I think it hit six. It's at like just under 6 million now.
Jeez.
Just under six million.
I didn't
what,
even
in
look
3 days? 4 days?
Yeah, since I think it was Thursday it dropped.
My goodness.
Wow.
So The thing is, though, what brought my attention, I went through the comments, and what really surprised me was the amount of people, firstly, that roasted me in your video.
Why?
Why? I haven't even
I'll get to that in a second, but firstly, I want to jump on why people were roasting Nishi.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've seen it, but you can pull it back up on your Insta now on your laptop, guys. Nishi had booger in her nose.
Shut up. Shut up.
I didn't have a booger in my
Please
nose.
Please tell me she had booger in her nose.
And like I would say a good 10% of the comments were saying booger.
Really?
So I just wanted to pull it up and confirm if there was or was not booger in the
can
nose.
I need to look at it because honestly I haven't, one, I haven't even looked at the comments. So I didn't even know this was happening. But two, I doubt I would have cut that video up allowing to have a booger in my nose. But I'm gonna look at it because, you know.
Don't hate me of Nisha, but I'm hoping there's a booger in your nose.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I'm looking. No booger yet.
I think it's on the second joke. When her head
Sorry,
goes.
I'm zoomed into that nose.
Great.
Didn't have to zoom in that much, but
ha
it's there.
Ha 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 ha.
All right. Oh no, that wasn't a booger.
No booger.
I love how we're all watching it on silent.
But how
by the
can
way.
You see a booger? Is it must be the last joke?
Where your head goes back, and there's booger.
Are
in
you
there.
Sure this is not your special? Because in the one that I've cut up in my special,
yeah, there's no booger. There's nothing. No booger. You can't even see up her nose.
Okay, let's go to my special then.
I think it's that one that you're talking about because I do.
Well, okay, you know what? I think you're right. So it wasn't your video. It was the Keyan special. So
oh,
the
it
Keyan
was?
Special. Let me have a look.
All right.
There. Yes. Yes, I just saw it.
Okay, hold on.
We're on YouTube, by the way, if you want to join us as we react to Nishi's booger in her nose. Okay. There it is. Did you see it?
No,
oh
not
my
yet.
God, why can't I see it? Wait, which one am I watching? Why are we watching it on silent? It's fine. We can watch it on silent.
Yeah.
Found it. Okay, here we go. Booger, 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 booger. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Show me that nose, Nishi.
Okay, let me see. Oh, come on. Okay, so there was another comment that I noticed, but let me just check this booger real quick. But there was someone said, did they say you could see my brain? Okay, so that's not, okay, so first of all, I want to address both of those comments. Yes, I have big nostrils, okay? And when I laugh.
Oh, I saw it.
Sorry. It's not a booger though. That's not a booger. That's
it's
my-
not.
That's my.
Is that your cartilage in
your
nose?
Yeah,
you know what? You know what that is? That's her $150 ring light doing its job.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, it's going right in there. But like, yes, like I have big nostrils, and when I laugh, I can't like not, you know, let them flare up. So, you know, the joke. I've heard that joke before. Whatever. There's no booger in my nose.
Let's
do a nose.
Like, look at Yaz's nostrils.
I have massive nostrils.
Let's. Can I? But there's no booger in there. Oh, now I'm afraid.
Oh, there is booger in this one. That's what I'm worried about now.
Yeah, well, there's a hint. There's a hint.
Yeah, I got big ass nostrils.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Nishi has some big ass nostrils.
I got big nostrils. Yeah.
Ken, yours are really round.
You got
Your nose looks like an upside down alien.
No, they look like.
What, a gray?
Look,
what are
no, those? Do that. Nishi, look at an alien upside down. If it was upside down, it's the eyes. His nostrils are the eyes.
Oh, it's giving scary movie.
Yeah.
It's the ghost.
Well, thanks for that. You can always check out my nostrils. Like I said, we are on YouTube. All right. So just to confirm, it's not booger. It was cartilage.
It's not even cartilage. It's my skin. It's like okay. I just got a lot of skin and space in my nose.
Yours is very. It's not as apparent as my what I got roasted for.
What did you get roasted for?
I got a
for?
DM. And I'm pulling it up now.
Okay.
And I don't know how to feel about it. And it says this, shave your beard, bro. It looks really effed up. And all the comments, oh my God, they're choking.
I ate a biscuit at the wrong time.
And all of the comments, there's about 30% of them that are saying, what is that beard? It is disgusting. And like, thanks for wanting to create a self. Like, I know you can change it. I can change it if I want to, but now I don't want to.
Because
then I know
in
I would subsede.
You surrender to them.
Would surrender to the haters.
Okay.
But I know you guys before said it was bad. Like, I remember you guys saying get rid of it and you had an intervention on me about my beard.
It's grown on me. I'm not gonna lie.
But it's grown on you.
It's grown on me.
Look, I'll be honest, Keyan. Like, I just think what is confusing about it. It's not bad. It's just what's confusing about it is that it doesn't grow it's just predominantly in the bottom of your
It's my neck.
Neck. Yes.
So it's under my chin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get roasted a fair bit. I get roasted.
So it is a bit odd now that you think about it objectively. Like, if I'm looking at you right now and I'm like, oh, like he's got a little like.
Someone said to me something, actually, it's coming it's back like a to neck me warmer. Now. Because I have a chin strap, right? Yeah. And then I was talking to someone about it and they brought up your chin strap.
Oh no, what did they say?
And no, I might have brought up the chin strap and I was like, we both have chin straps. And they're like, no, he doesn't have a chin strap. He has a neck strap. Apparently you go a bit too far down.
Yeah, because it's just neck.
What do you mean?
It's just the
apparently
neck.
It's just your neck. See, mine's my chin. It's different.
Yeah, it yours comes up a chin. Bit. Yours comes up on the bone.
You have a neck strap. That might be the weirdest. Yeah,
because it doesn't even go on your chin like at all as well, really. It's just like, it's literally actually, now that I think about it, it's like a little neck warmer.
Kaden's growing a scarf. I like it. I like it though. I do.
Well, we are going to be moving into the cooler months, all right? So
yeah, you got to prepare.
But, but you've always said like it's an Amish thing. I'm not Amish.
You look Amish.
But it's an Amish beard. It's a normal. Do these beards happen around the world? I'm sure of it.
No.
Some places without cameras.
Yeah.
Social media. No one to tell him.
Well, I'm not shaving it, so F yourself.
I like it. What else can we do with your beard? Just if we had to generalize and come up with another idea for your face, what could we do?
Well, I that's all I grow.
That's it?
I don't grow anywhere else.
Nothing else.
If I grew above my lips, like try to grow a stash, it'd be whiskers.
Why didn't you just, why must you have it though? I guess I'm a bit confused.
I feel like it makes me look a bit more chiseled on the jaw.
Mm. How could it look more chiseled? You're covering it.
No, like it gives a defined line.
Oh, the
line.
Sharpness. Yeah,
it sharpens my face.
Look, I don't mind it. Does your wife like it? Is Lorraine like it?
She's a bit iffy about it too. I was afraid to tell her that if I tell her get roasted for it, she would go, get rid of it straight away. And I'm like,
yeah. That's what I was going to say. She should have the final say.
Yeah, that's true. But why not just try?
No. Lorraine. No. She's the one that looks at you more than you look at yourself.
That's true.
Oh, actually.
Try getting rid of it once and see how you feel.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
And I felt uncomfortable. I felt like I was an eel. I felt eelish. Like it was just like there was no define between my chin and my neck. It was just neck straight to head. And it just felt
like
weird.
A thumb.
Yeah, yeah. I felt weird. I felt really weird.
I think that's in your head though. I'm sure it'll look fine.
Well, I thought, you know what? Since I'm getting roasted, let's open it up to the entire team.
Okay.
Today, I'm going to put up a post on our Instagram page on stories, right? Yeah. There's going to be a photo of me, photo of Nishi, photo of Yaz.
Right.
And we're going to open up the comments on the story, roast us. And great. Then our next episode.
Why are you trying to drag us into this crap with you?
Well, okay, there was another underlying reason too. Because everyone called Nishi an absolute racist for those jokes. So I kind of want us to get picked on for a bit too.
What, the little harmless joke?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Aww. They had a lot of cries about it. So I want us to open up and say, hey, okay, yeah, we make jokes, huh, and we have a good time. It's always so innocent, but let's see what you got then. So we're going to let you roast us on our Instagram and then we're going to read it in our next episode. How do we feel about that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, so that's happening. So I just thought I'd bring that to everyone's attention. I'm keeping the beard.
Great. Great. You should rock what you're comfortable with. All right, it's very important. Anyway, I wanted to bring this up because this happened in Australia, which I feel like you would know right away when I tell you this headline.
Mm-hmm.
Mom disguised as student sneaks into James Nash High School to watch son's fight. Okay, and you can't make this up. So basically she snuck in because she wanted to make sure that the fight that was going on, that it would be fair. Right. So
that is such a bogan mum thing to do.
So this came out from Queensland Education. They said this on Thursday that they were aware that an incident happened where a parent entered the high school without permission. They dressed up in the uniform, right? So it was a James Nash uniform, snuck into the school, made sure it was a fair fight and watched the fight with the other students. That's all they have, really. There was some shocking footage that also emerged afterwards, which is just the two kids brawling. It's horrible.
Do we have the footage? Why is it horrible? I love school fights.
No, because it's just...
I don't condone them, but I love them.
They're not really fight. They're just like...
It's like any other fight, right?
Yeah.
Hair gets pulled and stuff, I'm sure. Yeah. They're little boys. But they don't know what they're doing.
The fact that the mom like wore the uniform.
That's very strange.
Undercover, wanted to make sure that the fight was fair. That was the, you know.
That's disgusting. Like I get the whole like, yeah, you know, support your kid.
Right? Is that too far?
But that's not supporting your kid. That's causing trouble for your kid. Like if that's the mentality you have, oh yeah, mum, I'm going to fight this guy. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to come undercover and make sure it's fair. That's just like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, no, you're not going to fight this guy. You're going to sort this out like an adult and give, it's an opportunity to teach your kid something, right?
Ooh.
If you want to fight him, put them both in a ring and have a proper boxing match.
No, and how then about no fights?
Open up bids on it, whatever. Like, but to go and what? Sit down in a, and you know, things can go wrong. People get hit, fall on a rock, dead.
It's true.
Yeah, like that happens. That happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah, fighting should
happen
not-
to a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Sorry, we can't just skip over that.
Wait, what did he say?
That happened to a friend of yours.
Yeah, he was the guy that instigated it. So he's the guy that threw the punch.
Oh, so he's not-
So he threw the punch.
The other guy died.
The guy fell back and smacked his head and then died.
I'm sitting here feeling bad for your friend. Don't feel bad for him.
No, well, he went to jail for it.
Is he still in jail?
How long was he in jail for?
I think 5 years.
That's it?
He was the first person to kick off the-
King hit?
The king hit. He was the first person to be made an example of.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
High school friend, by the way.
Let me ask you guys a hypothetical, right? I'm going to use a boy. You have a boy, right? You have a son.
Uh-huh.
Your son is 10 years old. He comes to you and he says, Dad, this kid keeps bullying me at school. The teachers aren't doing anything about it, right? He keeps coming up to me, keeps picking on me. I don't know what to do.
I'll tell you exactly what I'll do.
What's your advice?
How old are they? If they're older than you, if they're older than you,
oh yeah,
fight them. If they're the same age as you, fight them. If they're younger than you, then you can then you'll have to handle it in the
oh bro. If my way. If my son is getting bullied by someone younger than him, I'm gonna bully my son. How are you allowing that?
Okay, but you don't know this. Some kids are bigger and built different compared to like you might have a little scornier kid. Like
my
it's
child,
genetics.
My child from a young age will study, learn. Practice and train.
What are you trying to create, Kung Fu Master?
No, 100%. I'm already putting Lila into martial arts.
No, yeah, that's good. You have to, Nish.
You have to, mate.
Yeah,
because it's not just the fighting thing; it's a confidence thing too.
Yeah. No.
And it's not to take shit from
and
anyone.
And it's also a discipline thing. Kids that are taught to fight never become the bully.
I don't disagree with teaching your kids to learn how to fight. What I'm saying though is that you could learn how to fight, but if your kid is, you know. Not as big, built as big or whatever genetically as another kid.
Yeah.
They might have fighting skills, but let's just say like if they're like massive, they're going to have no chance.
No, that's
matter.
A complete lie, Nishi.
Yeah, it doesn't
the
matter.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah.
Have you never heard of that before? Oh, obviously she's from Canberra.
I haven't been that many fights, to be honest.
I learned in school, I used to get bullied a lot, especially in primary school.
Really?
And
what were you bullied for?
I don't know. I moved to a new school when I was in year four.
Oh, that's where it
is. And then there was this one prick that was, I think, a year or two higher than us that would just bully everyone that he possibly could.
Yeah. That's horrible.
And I copped it for about, I'd say about 4 weeks.
Did he like,
until,
was he
anything.
Physically?
Until I fought back, we had a massive fight.
Yeah.
He was bigger than me. But yeah. I put up a scrap. I used to fight my brothers all the time.
Physically like, bullying?
Did he give you a wedgie?
He would slap around. He would like knock our toys over. He would like do a whole bunch of shit, right? He'd grab our ball and kick it over the fence. Like he'd be a prick.
That's
proper
horrible.
Bully. And it wasn't until I fought back.
Yeah.
I don't remember who won or lost a fight. I don't remember, but I fought back.
Yeah.
Never bothered me again after that.
Yeah.
Not once.
No, you've got to stand up to your bullies.
You have to stand up.
100%.
I agree. You have to stand
up.
But
I think the only time you should actually get physical would be if they're older or the same age or older.
God, I got suspended so much for fighting at school.
Would you as a parent, like I'm just curious, like if you found out, let's say, Keen, that Lila's getting bullied and it's not stopping, you've talked to the school, they haven't properly intervened, like it's still occurring, would you go in disguise to find out who the kid is?
As a kindergarten student.
I'm wearing Lila's outfit, walking in, little dress.
It's me, Lila.
Yeah, it's me, Lila.
But like, would you try to find out who the kid is? Like, you know.
Yeah, 100, you do, you definitely investigate. I wouldn't go undercover, that's just dumb.
You know what I'd do?
Mm-hmm.
In that situation? If I've spoken to the school, nothing's changed. I've spoken to the parents, nothing's changed. I would go to the student's house. I would knock on the door I'd ask for the father and whoever the child is to come out front, and I would beat the shit out of the father in front of the kid.
Mm.
Beat the shit out of him.
Especially my daughters. Well, you gotta understand.
I'm not even kidding.
Well, you gotta understand. Yeah, yeah. Well, I believe that. There was this saying: you'd die for your son, but you'd kill for your daughter.
Why wouldn't you?
I'd do it for both.
Both.
Right? No, but that's just a saying. It's like how you protect them, because your son's got to fight for themselves as well.
Yeah.
And so does your daughters. But you would kill for your daughter. Like, if my daughters went through anything like that, I would see red.
Yeah, you'd be happy, and it's very weird for a guy.
There's nothing. There's nothing. It's this protective thing that's inside of you.
Put it this way: I don't even have a daughter, and I know for a fact that I would be happy if I knew she'd be looked after in the outside world. I would be happy to spend the rest of my life in prison to look after her. And like, if I had to do something that's going to end me in prison to make sure she's safe, I would do it. Yeah. And I'd go to jail.
But she wouldn't but it would not be good for her in any stretch.
I'm saying if she could, like, you know, she's going to get looked after, whatever.
Right.
She doesn't need me in the outside world.
It's just a protective thing, right?
Yeah, of course.
By the way, what I said about, you know, going to the person's house and pulling him out and beat. I saw that on a movie. FYI. And it looked really cool. I don't think I'm a psychopath.
Yaz ends up getting beat up.
It literally happens.
Yeah, he gets bashed and Yaz gets bullied by the kid.
I don't understand the lesson.
Yeah, you'd have to inspect the situation, make sure I could actually take the dad before I.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you'd be like a bloody, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. Like, I think at the end of the day, like, if, you know, me, when I become a parent, and if I heard my kid was getting bullied, like, I would take every measure to make sure that they're safe. I don't condone fighting. I think it's so primitive. It's silly. People don't need to fight. And if obviously, but kids are kids, and they, you know, and adults do it as well. I would, as a parent, of course, take every measure I can.
Like, would you,
I
think, would you, I go, think, to, would you would, go to the school dressed as a student?
Look, I think if nothing was changing, like, I'm not going to go undercover, but like, I would find out who the kid is.
Of course, you'd have to.
You know, I find the kid is, and I might have a few stern words with the kid if, you know, they happen to just be at the car park alone.
She's coming out.
It'd be very hard not to throw a snap kick. Put it that way.
You would.
It'd be very hard not to throw a snap kick.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's so important that your kids, you know, any kid knows, as you said, self-defense, one. I think it's very important. But two, also to stand up for themselves. Like, you have to be able to stand up against.
You should be encouraging confidence. You should be encouraging that the bark inside of your kid. Yeah. Like, you should be encouraging all that stuff.
But there's a level to that as well. Like, of course, sometimes like.
And not to abuse it. And that's what discipline comes into.
But also, like, sometimes there can be like really mean bullies out there. You gotta make sure it's a safe situation too.
Do you guys think it's important to teach your children that they're not made of glass?
What do you mean?
Like, that they can actually take a bit of a roughness?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you mean like not like helicopter kind of parenting?
Yeah, like, for example, me, I was always scared of fighting, right? Always had a fear, but it somehow always surrounded me. And then the first time that I actually got knocked on the floor and I got like foot stomped by 10 people.
Jeez.
Like, I got bashed.
How old were you?
I would have probably been, when that happened, probably like 15, 16.
Okay.
But I came out of it fine. Like, a bit of bruises, a bit of cuts here and there. I didn't tell anyone.
But wouldn't you have gone home with like...
No, because like, it wasn't
that bad. So position. I learned early on, because my brother has been through a fair share of fights.
Right.
And he'd always tell me, he's like, if you ever get into a fight and you find yourself surrounded by people, he's like, feel free to throw the first punch, but then you drop yourself and cover your face.
Right.
That's the first, just cover your face. And that's all I did. So I was on the floor covering my face and I was just getting stomped on, right?
God.
But I came out okay.
And
then I was like, oh, wow, I could actually take a beating. This was like, I was in school, but it was at a shopping center.
Okay, whoa. That's
humans aren't made of glass. We can take a beating. Humans can take a beating.
Yeah.
And when you learn that, you don't get scared anymore of certain things.
So you're not scared to like...
I'll scrap with anyone at any time if I have to.
So you, okay, Mike Tyson walks in.
No, that's completely different.
Yeah, because there's a difference between Mike Tyson and anyone, Nishi.
Yeah.
Well, you never know who knows martial arts these days. There's a lot of people who are, you know.
Yeah, everyone now has some sort of training skill under their belt.
I did karate.
Did you?
Yeah. I was, I don't mean to boast, but I was orange belt. So
how many levels is that?
That's the second level.
Yeah, so you did it for a month.
No, I did it for 2 months, and I embarrassed myself anyway. Because like, anyway, that's another story.
I could see Nishi being a fighter in a parallel universe. definitely paranoid.
That's one thing that I wish I learned was my parents always put me in stuff to do, but then I was never disciplined enough to like
continue. Yeah, but that's good. That's what you want. You want to be put into different things to try.
Yeah, but I wish I learned how to properly like self-defense.
Get back into it.
Yeah.
I am.
Are you?
I'm self-training though.
I can't be bothered anymore.
Like YouTube tutorials?
No. Like I've taken what I've learned those years ago and I'm just re-practicing the same things now.
Yeah, there's a cheat code, right? What? You don't need that stuff.
Well, it's a confidence build, right? It's all about confidence build.
I'm incriminating myself here, but I've got mace in my car.
You're not allowed to have that.
No, it's illegal.
It's like illegal, isn't it?
It's illegal.
I didn't even know what that is.
Pepper spray.
It's like pepper spray, yeah.
So I've got pepper spray in my car and it's just, you want to talk about confidence? Anyone that comes near me, I've got pepper spray. What are you going to do about it? Like you literally you can't do anything.
Yeah. Where did you find it?
I buy it online.
Okay. This is pepper spray. But you know what? Mm. I don't know why it's illegal. It's good to have that safety there. Like
because
that
it's such, measure. It is such a good weapon to have in a situation.
But I don't think you're trying to encourage anyone to get it.
No, it's there for emergency purposes. Yeah. Like purposes.
Yeah, just in case, I'm assuming.
What emergencies are you going to run into, bro?
Dude, I had some guy, this was a while back, but I had some guy cut me off in traffic, right?
So you pulled out the pepper spray.
Don't get me wrong. I like merged in front of him and he got upset at that and he flew past me. And as he was flying past me, I stuck my finger up at him. So then when I stuck my finger up at him, he hooked in front of me in the middle of like a busy road,
right.
Slams his brakes and gets out with like he was a tradie, he came out with some kind of massive metal piece or some shit.
Mm.
And I freaked out.
Of course. What did you do?
I drove off.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to get out of the car. Like I said, you got to suss out the situation. I'm going to get out of the car when this bloke's got a metal pole. He's going to kill me.
No, but like that's.
But if I had the mace, I'm jumping out of the car straight away. What are you going to do about it? I'd grab that pole and shove it up your ass.
Right. Well, with the situation where the person came to my house randomly, like I would have been safe. I would have felt safe if I had pepper. I keep wanting to say peppermint spray.
Pepper spray. Pepper spray. Like, have some freshness.
Take it. You need it. But yeah, I would have felt safer with pepper spray. Like you just have it just in case.
It's illegal, guys. Yeah, just to reiterate, it's illegal.
I don't think it should be.
I don't think it should be illegal.
Yeah, but I thought it was
just
weird.
Just get a whistle.
What? Alert your neighbors or like.
Okay, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah.
Carry a whistle around. You know what's actually a good thing to do? You know what they? You know, like for example, if you're ever in an emergency, what you should yell out what? Instead of saying help, yell out fire.
Oh, because people are more inclined to help you, essentially.
Not in a fight or anything, but let's just say like you're a young kid. If you got a kid or something, or a young like cousin or whatever, and they're getting like someone's trying to take them, get them to yell out fire, and they will attract a lot of attention. Then they can yell out what they need to, because everyone turns for a fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure someone's going to turn if they hear someone screaming help.
Yeah,
I've once walked into a retirement center. What are they called? The
aged
care facility.
Yeah. And nursing homes.
A nursing home. And when women would yell out help, and I'd be like, oh, you're in a retirement village. You probably
everyone's yelling out help.
Yeah, everyone's yelling out help. But
you're
she
not
yelled
special,
out fire.
Bob.
If she yelled out fire, a different story.
All right. Well, if you find yourself in a nursing home.
Yeah. Very specific situation.
Anyhow, mum's going undercover. Do anything for your kids. I get that. I just feel like that's a bit too far.
Yeah.
I think she could have gone about that in a different way. Mind you, I have kids, so I don't know what I'd do if it ever happened.
If you found out a parent went to the school, you'd be upset. You'd be so angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about a parent ruining one of the biggest meetings of your life? You ever experienced that?
I haven't.
Happened to me over the weekend. You know how I've been working on these this tour company that I'm starting up. We've got one of like the biggest Arab artists in the world that I'm trying to bring down to Australia. She's never been here before. I'm not going to mention any names or anything, right? So we're working on it, and I'm in this like Zoom meeting, this call, and in this chat there's myself, her manager, her PR agent, and then she joined the chat, right? So it's us four, and it's very professional, and this is like a do or die moment for
right.
me. This is a either yes or a no, is this going to happen?
Were you starstruck in the meeting?
No. I didn't get starstruck over anyone on this planet, right?
Right.
One person, Eminem, only because no one gets to hang out with him. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's not go off topic here. So you guys know I live at home with my parents.
Right. Yep.
It's good because I get to spend time with my elderly parents. It's amazing. They're on loan to us. I say that all the time. But it gets hard when you're at my age and you're trying to build something. So we live in a big house. It's just my two parents and myself. It's a 4-bedroom house. Mm-hmm. I had a chat with my dad the other day. I said, Dad, I need an office. I can't just keep working off my bed in my room, right?
Yeah.
I said, I want to set up one of the rooms. He's like, no, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. I want a room for the guests. This is a guest room. And I'm like, Dad, you haven't had a guest ever in 15 years.
Yeah,
like,
you can't tell them that.
He's like, no, 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 blah, blah. This person's coming. If they want to sleep, I want to have a room. I said, give them the other room. He's like, no, what if they have children?
Yeah,
anyways,
yeah.
And I'm like, all right, whatever. He goes, you can have the living room upstairs. That's okay. What he said to me. And I was like, all right, that's fine. I said, but you don't understand the business. I'm talking to people overseas. I might be on a phone call at 2 a.m. in the morning. You're trying to sleep. I'm talking. I can't be whispering.
Right.
He's like, yeah, whatever. That's fine. That's fine. Blah, 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 whatever. Let's cut to this meeting. Oh, so I'm in this meeting, right? Mm-hmm. My webcam's on so we can all see each other.
Yeah.
In the living room.
In the living room. Now, out of respect to my dad, I'm not going to show the video. But I'm going to show you guys the video.
Okay. Yes.
Can we watch it?
So this is me in a meeting with an A-list celebrity, her management and her PR team. Have a watch of the video, please.
Oh, no. No. No.
Oh. That's what happened. And I didn't even know. Okay. Sorry for everyone that can't see this. But
okay. That is hilarious. So Yaz's dad literally just walking past the camera in his boxes.
That's not boxes, they're briefs.
I wish it was boxes.
They're briefs.
You can see the outline and everything.
Oh my God, he's going to kill you for talking about this.
Did he know?
No, and I didn't know either. Because by the way, see how it's a circle?
Yeah.
That's a very small circle in the chat.
Right?
So I couldn't even see it.
Oh my God.
Until everyone started reacting to
and
it.
You were talking.
I'm just sitting there talking and I'm like, you know, when she comes down, we want to make sure that she's looked after. We've got this venue, we've got this plan, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like going through this thing.
Yeah.
And then this 70-year-old Arab man in his undies, no care in the world, just walks through.
The man of the house is here. The man of the house is here. Oh, I've got so much more respect for your dad now.
So people are reacting.
They start reacting to.
Yeah.
Bro, he's a unit
live video. Why.
And I'm like, what's going on? And then someone goes, ha, 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 was that your dad? And I was like, what? Anyways, you can replay these. So that's where I got this little snippet.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Did you, by the way, your dad's a unit. He's got mad broad shoulders. Now I see where you got him from.
Yeah.
Now, did he realize that he was that you were on the chat with?
No, he didn't realize until afterwards. And then I told him and he didn't believe me. And then I showed him. And my dad's a good sport. He started pissing himself laughing.
Did he know who was on the chat?
He knew who was on the
chat.
And
he's a fan of this person?
Oh, everyone's a fan of this person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Has happened a lot. I mean, ever since the lockdowns around the world, I mean, you'd see like news presenters with their kids walking past and all these things, the dogs and all that stuff. I mean, it's just as a normal thing these days, right?
So long story short, I think I'm getting my office, guys.
Yeah, I think you're getting your office.
Where are you going to get it? The guest room?
Yeah. We're going to take out one of the beds. That's a massive house.
So it's a big living room as well, yeah.
It's huge, yeah.
Every ethnic household, I feel like every ethnic will understand this, is that there's a room in your parents' house that is specifically for guests.
Yeah.
And a living room that's not touched.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that living room that's for guests that, and they have like, sometimes plastic covered couches, like it's pristine and no kids are allowed. But the thing is, guests don't even sit there. Like when guests come, they go to the other living room anyway. No one ever uses this space.
You prefer to call it a display room.
A display room.
It's a display room.
It makes no sense.
And it's got that smell of like no air movement.
Yeah.
You walk in there, you open the door, you're like, no one's been in here for 3 years.
Yeah. Exactly. It's that like.
And there's always a little statue of like Mary or something in the corner. And there's like there's all these different like things that say, we're religious and we're.
It's a display.
It's purely a display.
It's and that couch and, you know, God forbid anyone sits on that couch. Like it just hasn't been touched for years. It's so weird.
I remember that as well. And I remember convincing my parents for us to sit in there and then we dance around the table where dad plays guitar and stuff. Like back in the day, beautiful times in the display lounge room.
Isn't it funny that your modern house doesn't have that room anymore?
No, because we've grown up. Because all of us kids that were kids back then.
We hate that concept.
We're like, that's the dumbest thing ever. we're wasting your room. Turn it into a bedroom, rent it out.
Make money.
We have to hustle. We have to.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it is counterintuitive to have a room like that.
All right, this might be, sorry, I'm just watching the video of my dad again. This might be my favorite video, family video I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, when's his next hilarious.
Big birthday? When's his next big birthday?
My dad's birthday. My dad's got two birthdays.
What?
Yeah.
So does my dad.
So weird.
Two birthdays?
My dad has two birthdays as well.
My dad has one in December and then one in January because when he was born, there was no birth certificates.
Yeah.
Right.
So he has his date that his mum told him this is the day you were born on.
Yeah.
But and then he has his official birthday that he had to tell Australia when he came down. And for some reason he did it on January 10.
Oh, so he claimed himself an extra month of growth. Like he's a month ahead of everyone.
He was born a year later.
But he's intelligent.
Is my dad lying to me? Is he actually older than what he is? Yeah,
probably.
Oh, maybe.
My dad has two or three. 8th, 10th, and the 12th.
On the same month?
In the same month.
Oh, in the same month, okay.
It's what his mum told him what his South African one is and then what his Aussie one is.
That is wild.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember the first time I actually discovered my dad's second birthday because we always celebrated it in December. Always, yeah, December, okay. December, December.
Which is right? The one that his mum told him.
God, I hope it's December. If I'm wrong, he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
You're already dead from bringing that up. Just
and then
that.
I was going through his old suitcases. He has his old suitcases with like old photos and whatever inside. And I was bored one day as a kid and I was like looking through them. And then I found one of his passports, an expired passport.
Oh, yeah.
And I opened it up and his birthday was January 10th, which is a day after mine. And I was like, that's not right. Yeah. And at the time as a kid and you're watching all these spy movies and like you're obsessed with like the unknown, I was like, nah, my dad's a spy.
He's undercover spy.
Like my dad is either a spy or a terrorist. It's one or the other. Yeah, I was a little racist kid too. Come on, you see everything on the news. It was around the 9/11 time. So what do you want me to do?
Is there any backpacks in the house?
A lot of them, surprisingly. Weird cables coming out of them and shit.
Maybe that's why the guest room is the guest room, eh?
Did you more the lab room.
For the AFP listening, no, my dad's not a terrorist. Yeah. Like, Calm down.
No.
Did you confront him though?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What do you mean confront him? How dare you have another birthday? Like, how do you, what do you mean confront him?
What's
like,
his passport? What?
No,
who are
I was
you?
Just like, Dad, when's your who birthday? Are you? I was like, when's your birthday? And he's like, blah, 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 like December something. And I'm like, why does it say January 10? And then he explained it to me and I was like,
yeah.
I still couldn't get it
that,
as a kid.
That happened a lot to everyone that immigrated here to Australia.
Yeah, of course.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. Mm. There was no such thing as birth certificates.
You know, there's one thing you mentioned that I love doing and I haven't done it in a long time. Going through your old family photos.
We did it.
Like, you know, like nowadays you just got it on the cloud and through the phone. It's just not the same.
No.
It's not the same. If you have like your old tub of like family albums and stuff, get it out as soon as you can and flick through it.
Yeah.
We literally did that over the weekend because we renovated our upstairs area.
Yeah.
So we got rid of the carpet and put all the, and we had to move everything, right?
Mm.
And then we found this like old TV cabinet that we had. We didn't find it. It's been there the whole time. But inside of it, we found all our old albums, our old cassette tapes, VCR tapes of old family stuff. It was wild going
through.
Did
you watch the VCR tapes?
Some of them, not all of them. I'm in none of them, by the way.
Oh,
not
really?
One tape of me. Oh. I was so upset.
Oh, because you're the youngest though, right?
I'm the youngest, but do you know I actually don't know what I looked like as a child?
Well, you have what no photos.
Mean? Very little. The only photos I have is photos that my sister took of me and they were like
me
in a bridal dress and
well,
shit.
Well, at least you know when
and
you-
with lipstick on. Like that's the photos I have. I'm not even kidding. They're the photos
but
I have.
But it makes
myself.
Sense because you're the youngest. Like how many siblings do you have again? It's
four. Three. Older
oh, three.
Than me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So like it slowly goes away as you, you know, after each kid, less and less photos. The first
one- Yeah, but
one
not
is-
these days. Not these days,
nah, because
you,
it's got, so
you can just take a photo
your
anytime,
camera.
Right?
Yeah.
So you just pull it out. So that's a difference these
but
days.
But I've got no photos of birthdays. I've got no photos of anything really. Very limited.
Yeah.
Like the photos that we have of myself, I can probably tell you what they are and not miss one.
Well, this is what you do with that, right? You don't feel bad about it, obviously.
Yeah.
What you do is when you have kids, you make sure you take photos of each and every one of them.
Yeah,
so they don't feel that.
You break
that chain.
I'm not a photo.
I'm not a photo chain.
Yeah. You break the chain of not had photos taken.
I'm all about memories up here anyway, guys.
That's true. But one day you might lose those memories. Don't forget that.
Do you potentially diagnose him with future like dementia?
So morbid, bro. Jesus.
But it's the reality. It's the reality. We still have some time for a little game. We have some time for a little game. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
we played this game last year when we were doing radio called Songs from the Schnolls.
No, we're not playing this again. Why? No, because I don't like it.
Okay.
It is ridiculously
people
good.
People loved it. People loved the game.
It so went viral.
Because I'm probably not good at it. That's what I hate.
Well, what happens is Avnisha with her beautiful nose, the reason why it happened, she had an operation and for us to test that it was working, her nose was back again. She had the deviated septum. For that to work, that is her nose is fully functional. We ask her to sing a song through the breath of her nose and then we got to guess what the song is.
Yeah, so it's really simple. I'm literally just like, no, it's like humming but with nose air.
It sounds very simple.
Yeah.
But I just, it's not. First and foremost, it's not. Secondly, I've never got it right.
Yes.
Thirdly, Keane's got it right every single time.
And for some reason, I don't know how.
It's really.
The rhythm of the air.
It's a syllables.
It just clicks in my head.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a DJ. Like, I don't know. I don't listen.
But that's
much.
The key. It's the syllables. You got to focus on
so
the
So let's
syllables.
Try and see how we go.
I'm going to beat you today. I don't give a shit.
Well, let's give it a crack. And feel free, if you're listening now and you're watching, feel free to join in and see what you think the song is.
So I've got some, like, these are famous songs. You 100% know them. All right, here we go.
100%?
100%. Okay.
Oh, I know it. I think I know it.
I've got it.
Do it one more time.
Okay.
I've got it. Stop.
You know it.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
on three.
No, on three.
I don't know the name. There's no way you know it already.
I know it.
This is bullshit.
I know it. I'm singing it in my head. It just happens.
Okay. Yes. Hold on. Before you get angry, take this into it one more time.
Oh, it's that big thing.
You know it.
But I don't know it.
Yes,
just
you
wait,
do.
Just wait. Please don't ruin it on me. Okay, wait.
I'll let you have this one.
No, so it goes.
See?
Yes. I don't know it.
Yes, you do.
You know it.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you a clue? Aussie singer.
That's true. Good job. Okay, I'm going to give you the biggest clue. I'm going to give you the biggest clue ever. This is visual. Ready?
On YouTube. And Evanesha's just covering her face.
Oh, it's Sia.
Yes, it's Sia.
I am
Titania. He got one.
But with clues though.
Yeah, but you knew the melody.
You see, you can hear it.
I am Titania.
You will get this next one. All
well
right?
done. Well done. I'm Yaz has finally joined
Maybe
the club.
This game is all right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Okay, this is the next one. You'll know this right away.
Got it.
What's with the aggression? Is it a rap song?
It is.
It's a rap song.
Yeah, I've got it.
I've got it. No. Listen. Okay.
You got it.
You ready on three?
No. Wait. I know it. One more time. Shut up, you.
Okay.
We get it. You're good at syllables.
He's a prodigy.
One more time.
Came out a long time ago.
Just say it.
Sing it. Go do it again. Let the dogs out. Who? Let the dogs out.
Okay, anyway, we get the point.
Great game.
Good game.
All right, can we get one more?
Do you want to get one more?
Yeah.
I do have one more planned. Okay. Let me just think.
How did you get it on the first go every time?
I don't know. It just clicks.
Okay,
it just clicks.
It's not humanly possible.
Okay.
Maybe because I'm not from Earth. I don't know.
This is the chorus. A very popular song. I'll give you a clue. Old school. Okay.
Got it.
There's no way.
Got it.
There's no way.
Got it.
You're a lying piece of
Got
shit.
It.
There's no way.
Got it.
Nah, I don't believe you.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
There's okay, no way. On. There's literally no way this is possible.
Okay, hold on. Listen, ready? Do the syllables at the same time. Okay.
Am I doing the melody
yes.
right?
You got it. You've got it.
Don't know it.
Yes.
I don't know it. I don't.
I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it.
Kian takes the.
I love this
the
game.
Trophy.
I've had the crown for a long time.
Yeah, the crown.
I love this game. Good it's job. One of my favorite games.
I mean,
but good on you. You got the first one.
Yeah, but I needed two clues. It's not really as
well. That just about concludes the fun and festivities of this episode. Keep in mind, Yaz's comedy special is still to come.
Are we actually doing that?
No, let's not.
Yeah, I'll go with Nisha on this one. You guys put a bit of fear in me. I'm more than happy to.
Just you don't have to do like death, like crazy dark jokes. Just do whatever jokes. Like it's just
no, but I want
to
do offensive jokes. They're well, funny.
Then do it.
They're funny to everyone else, but the people I'm targeting.
Either way, we'll figure that out for you.
Anyways, let's get
some big things to come and some big news to come very soon. Very, very soon. Until then, keep on subscribing, keep on liking, keep on sharing. We are going to be the biggest podcast in the country.
Yeah, we are.
Until then, next one. We'll see you guys soon.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Already cancelled.
If you like the podcast, prove it. Like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us a cheeky review.